Earlier today, Israeli army ordered the whole refugee camp of Al-Buraj in Middle Gaza Strip to leave for the western middle coastal refugee camp of Deir al-Balah. Here at the entrance of Al-Buraj refugee camp on the Salah al-Din main road, people flew into Deir al-Balah following orders by the army through social media and leaflets dropped from warplanes. Ramadan al-Hamalawi is head of 12 family members.
One has to make sure as much as they can to help family members survive. May Allah God be with us. I plan to take my family to our relatives in nearby Maghazi refugee camp, despite the fact that they ordered us to Deir al-Balah. But we believe that displacement with our relatives is better. And God willing, nothing harmful will happen.
Many other households have no place to take shelter at. Bakir Ghazawi is a housewife of three children.
Actually, we don't know where to go. It is true they demanded we leave Deir al-Balah, but even from Deir al-Balah itself, people were forced to leave because of bombings 2 weeks ago. I think we may go to Rafah city in the south instead, but a ride to Rafah costs a lot of money. We are a six-member family, and each member will be charged 50 shekels. So a ride to Rafah would cost a total of 300 shekels. The only money we have is in our pockets, about 50 shekels. We've already been patient in deprivation and poverty, and it seems we're going to have to go back to our home at the Al-Buraj camp.
These developments, especially in the middle area of Gaza, come against the backdrop of no political breakthrough. Both Israeli officials and Hamas leaders are persistent on no ceasefire. Israel says the army operations will not stop unless Hamas party is eliminated, while Hamas says no truce will be agreed on unless Israel ceases fire completely. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari. In Gaza.